This is KUT. Hundreds are displaced in Bastrop County after flooding that began in Travis and Hays County on Friday. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the emergency is a reminder that floods don't stop just because the rain does.
Onlookers gathered at the Colorado River Bridge in Bastrop all afternoon on Saturday.
This is just truly amazing.
Donna Allen was there with her husband, Robert.
I don't think you can really imagine just how high this water is or how devastating this could really be until you're right there standing on it.
It's hard to imagine, but boy, you sure feel the force of it when you're just even trying to get into town. And I felt so bad for the people. They were saying, evacuate now.
The waters that caused so much havoc upstream Friday took some time getting to the bridge. Officials say the river crested in Bastrop around noon Saturday. By the time it was over, they'd rescued about 100 people from the floods. Around 250 homes were evacuated. Some of those people ended up at the First United Methodist Church in Bastrop. That's where I met David Childress and his 2-year-old son, Colt.
Hey, Colt, how you doing? You hanging in there?
The cow.
The cow. He's talking about the cow that was in the house.
Yes, he said cow. Childress and his family were evacuated Friday night. They returned to check on things Saturday.
Went in the house and I had a pig in the house, had a cow in my house, and it was, water was all the way up to the top of my stove.
You had a cow and a pig that...
Yeah.
Did they try to escape in there? Or they got washed?
They just swam in, I guess, trying to get to higher ground. It was like 4 or 5 foot, and I guess when the flood took the doors and stuff out, they just went in.
He lives near the county line by Highway 71. He thinks that as the river rose, that backed up already swollen creeks and flooded the area around his home.
Like, where is this water coming from is what everyone's thinking.
Heather Shipp is Childress's neighbor and niece. She was also flooded out. Like a lot of people, she brought up the fact that this flood came just weeks after a major wildfire hit the area, not to mention the flood that happened earlier this year.
I made a joke about it earlier, but I know it's not God. But it's like, what did we do wrong? What did we do? You know, that's how I feel. Like, gosh, everything's happening from one end to the other. But that's just how it is. That's what happens. And it sucks because I'm like 7 months pregnant and all my baby stuff got taken away.
She says in the days to come, she and others will need help cleaning debris and rebuilding lives that were turned upside down in a matter of hours. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.